This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd of the year of our Lord, 2026. It's 71 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies at 7:06. We got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Another suspected drunk driving crash leaves two people dead. The summer is off to a tragic and bloody start throughout the area. Meanwhile, a three-year-old nearly drowns while swimming at a local apartment complex. An important message to parents to keep an eye on their kids. Groundbreaking for Oklahoma City's new multi-purpose stadium brings out the stars. What do you think about it? Is this a good investment for the city? Let's talk it over. Meanwhile, Edmond City Council wants to spend more while not bringing in more. We'll explain more about that. And outlawing Glocks, we'll talk about it coming up later on in the hour on your 2A Tuesday. Plus, your dad joke of the day coming up. But first, your Freedom 96.9 First News headlines. Oklahoma City police say a suspected street racing crash in northwest Oklahoma City has left a child and grandmother dead and one driver now facing a murder complaint. Investigators say two vehicles were racing at a high rate of speed when one slammed into the victim's car near Northwest 122nd over by Rockwell. A child died at the scene, while the grandmother later died at the hospital. Police arrested one of the drivers involved. They believe that he was driving drunk. Additional charges could now follow as the investigation continues. Authorities say the tragedy highlights the deadly consequences of illegal street racing on city roads. Well, two people are dead in a head-on crash involving a semi-truck on Highway 33 just west of Kingfisher. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the collision happened on Monday afternoon and claimed the lives of both occupants of a passenger vehicle. The driver of the semi was not seriously hurt. Troopers are still investigating what may have led to the crash and have not released the identities of the victims. Highway 33 was closed for several hours as emergency crews responded and investigators worked to clear up the scene. Several people, including children, were hospitalized after a multi-vehicle crash in northwest Oklahoma City. Emergency crews responded to the scene and transported multiple victims to area hospitals for treatment. Authorities say the injuries range from minor to serious, though no fatalities have been reported. Investigators are still working to determine what caused the crash and whether any charges will be filed. The collision caused significant traffic delays as first responders cleared the scene and gathered evidence. Officials are asking drivers to use caution and remain alert while traveling through busy intersections this summer season. A three-year-old child is recovering after being pulled from a swimming pool at an Oklahoma City apartment complex. Emergency crews responded to reports of a near drowning and found the child unconscious. First responders immediately began life-saving measures before the child was transported to a local hospital. Officials say the child is expected to survive. But the incident serves as a reminder of the dangers that pools can pose, especially during the summer months. Authorities continue to investigate. They're urging parents and caregivers to closely supervise children around water at all times. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after a shooting in northwest Oklahoma City left one person injured. Officers responded to the scene late Monday night, found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital. He is expected to survive. Investigators say the suspect fled before officers arrived and no arrests have been made yet. Police are continuing to gather evidence and interview witnesses as they work to determine what led to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to contact Oklahoma City Police. A Del City Pizza Hut employee is recovering after being attacked by a customer who was reportedly upset over a mistake over an order. Police say the confrontation escalated inside the restaurant where the customer allegedly assaulted the worker before leaving the scene. Employees suffered injuries, but he is expected to recover. Investigators are working to identify and locate a suspect. Charges could be filed. The incident has sparked concern among workers and business owners in the area who say customer service employees should never face violence while simply doing their jobs. Former Oklahoma City Thunder star Russell Westbrook joined city leaders to break ground on the new $121 million multi-purpose stadium in downtown Oklahoma City.
Today is not just for me, but I think it's for our future generation, our kids, our families, to have a place where they can come watch games, get inspired.
The MAPS 4 project will serve as the future home of professional soccer and host concerts, sporting events, and community gatherings. The stadium is expected to anchor a larger entertainment district, with Westbrook helping to shape the vision as a development partner and creative director. Mayor David Holt says the project will boost economic growth and create a new destination for residents and visitors alike.
The stadium is not just a stadium. It is the catalyst for a much-needed development on this large parcel of land adjacent to downtown and Bricktown.
Stadium construction will be finished in 2008. As summer break begins, Oklahoma families can once again access free meals for children across the state. Through the Summer Food Service Program, kids and teenagers 18 and under can receive nutritious meals at participating schools, community centers, food banks, and other locations at no cost. No registration is required in many sites, and the meals are available regardless of household income. Organizers are encouraging families to use online meal locators to find nearby locations and service times. Officials say the program will help to bridge the gap when school cafeterias are closed and ensure that children continue receiving healthy meals throughout the summer. The Edmond City Council is set to approve a larger budget for the upcoming fiscal year. City leaders are considering a spending plan of nearly $485 million, an increase from the current budget. Officials say the proposal reflects continued growth in Edmond while taking a cautious approach to economic uncertainty. The budget includes funding for public safety, infrastructure improvements, utilities, and other city services. Council members are expected to vote on the plan after a public hearing. If approved, the new budget would take effect on July 1st. The Piedmont Planning Commission is putting the brakes on several proposed data center projects, choosing to delay any decisions while officials take a closer look at potential impacts. Commissioners voted to table the proposals and begin a more in-depth study of issues including infrastructure demands, water usage, power consumption, and long-term community growth. Residents packed recent meetings to voice both support and concerns about developments. City leaders say the pause will give planners time to gather more information and to determine how the data centers could affect Piedmont's future before moving forward with the approvals. Whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. If you want to talk about those data centers, not necessarily in Piedmont, but throughout the metro area, we're certainly willing to hear from you on that one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of this show. Meanwhile, we can also talk about this multi-use stadium that's being built in Oklahoma City over the next few years. This is a $121 million investment. It could bring more businesses to downtown and Bricktown, and it's supposed to kind of bridge the divide there between the park and Bricktown and downtown and just make it one big area. Right now, there's just kind of where it sits. There's kind of that empty field over there by the area where the U-Haul is on the other side of Bricktown over the backside of the movie theater and over by Toby Keith there. So it's supposed to bring the entire area together. We'll see if that really pans out. But should tax dollars be used for projects like this? Is this what MAPS money was originally designed for? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in. 405-608-4377. Plus your dad joke of the day. And should Glocks be illegal? Some states are saying, yeah, they should. We'll talk about it on this 2A Tuesday. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Tuesday morning. Yukon to downtown, 22 minutes. Norman to downtown, 27 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 24 minutes. Got some construction issues. May and Northwest Expressway, bridge work continues there. Expect ramp closures today. Also, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill Penis Enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Get informed in the morning with a positive spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Los Angeles and the mayor's race, Karen Bass is scared to death that she's going to lose to Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt is not a MAGA guy. They're trying to say he's a MAGA guy. They're saying he's a Republican. He's not a Republican. Did he vote for Trump? Yes. Why? Because he knows Kamala Harris is awful. I never met him. But who would have voted for Kamala Harris? Do you blame him?
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. If you want to be part of the conversation this morning, 405-608-4377. Quick look at our weather today, where it's going to be warm, cloudy throughout much of the day. We could see a few thunderstorms rolling in later on this afternoon and a high of 91 degrees. Tonight, more thunderstorms, low of 69. On Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, warm, high of 87 degrees. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a few thunderstorms possible throughout the day, high of 88 degrees. Going to make it almost impossible to get that lawn mowed. 71 degrees outside under cloudy skies at 7:19 in the morning. Well, former Oklahoma City Thunder star Russell Westbrook joined city leaders to break ground on the new $121 million multipurpose stadium in downtown Oklahoma City. The MAPS 4 project is expected to become the future home of professional soccer while also hosting concerts, sporting events, and community gatherings. Westbrook was serving as a development partner. He's also the creative director for the project. He calls the project an investment in the city's future. Leaders say the stadium will help to drive economic growth and anchor a larger entertainment district designed to attract residents and visitors for years to come. What do you think about it? I'd like to hear you weigh in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Supporters say the stadium will anchor a new entertainment district that features restaurants, retail, housing, public access. I'd love to see that happen. When I'm not doing this job, pretending that I'm a radio show host, I work at the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, and on weekends I patrol out in Bricktown. And I love Bricktown. I think Bricktown is a fantastic entertainment district. My only complaint with it is I'd like to see it bigger. And if this could make that whole Bricktown area bigger, bring more jobs, bring more restaurant potential to Bricktown, I'd love to see that. It could also help to connect Bricktown with Scissortail Park and the Oklahoma River area. Right now, there's vast swaths of nothingness. There's a few homeless tents, homeless camps set up in that area right now. This could potentially bring that together. And again, we're not just talking about a stadium. We're talking about a stadium plus new restaurants, new businesses, that type of thing, and really, really broadening out that Bricktown area over to Scissortown, over to the river and really, really growing that river district area. I'd love to see that kind of thing happen. I think it's pretty exciting. We did have the discussion about having the nation's tallest building in downtown Oklahoma City right over in that area. It looks like that probably is never going to happen. Told you so. Didn't think it was ever really going to happen. I would have liked to have seen it happen. I think it'd be really, really cool until the tornadoes hit. And then I wouldn't want to be up on that upper floor. Kevin is joining us live now from Chickasha. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, my bro?
Morning. Doing fine.
What are your thoughts on this this new stadium?
I'm not a spectator. I don't want to go watch someone else go have fun when I could be having fun myself. And I would not want my tax dollars spent on it.
So what do you think the money should be better spent on then?
Not putting in toll roads, but improving our roads directly.
Well, this is MAPS money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is MAPS money. This is sales tax money that originally was to be used for fun money, for cool stuff like the river, the Bricktown, that type of stuff. So this isn't stuff that's supposed to be used for repairing roads. There's separate tax dollars that's used for that. In terms of fun money, I don't think it's a bad idea.
That's not the sort of thing that I use at all. That's not the sort of thing I'd want my tax dollars spent on.
Just not into it, huh?
It's outside of mine. No. I've got another perspective for you.
Yeah, hit me.
I teach gun safety. I teach marksmanship.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my way to gunsmithing classes right now.
Nice.
And I would say no, there's no way we should be doing away with any kind of standard firearms that most of the world has, most of America has access to and has in their possession now. There's no reason to take away from us our self-defensive weapons when the bad guys are going to have them.
I agree with you. Glocks are among the most popular brand of handguns in the entire nation right now, maybe even broader than that. They're fantastic weapons. They fire under virtually any circumstance. There's a reason that a lot of police departments use Glocks. They're relatively unbreakable. Their trigger systems have gotten better and better. But unfortunately, one of the downsides of Glocks is that people have figured out how to use 3D printers to add a small little device that just pops right into the slide, basically, that makes it fire as though it's a fully automatic weapon. And it seems to be a feature that a lot of your gang members are really enjoying. There was some discussion about whether Glock switches were used during that shooting that we saw over in Edmond just a little while ago, the mass shooting. I understand the concerns over that, but you can't ban an entire branch of weapon just because somebody is misusing it. That's like saying, well, some Ford vehicles can be modified to do almost 150 miles per hour, so we're just going to eliminate all Ford vehicles.
Yes, that's a good corollary. But I'd add that anyone who's dumb enough to make their pistol full automatic is not going to hit very much.
Yeah, but that's the other concern, too, is that, as you know, if you've ever fired a fully automatic weapon, they're extremely difficult to control because you've got recoil. The recoil forces the muzzle of the weapon up. So each time that it fires, it goes up a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Now, you see a lot of these hood rats, when they're holding the guns, how do they hold them? They hold them sideways. So that recoil is then going sideways. So instead of trying to hit what you're trying to hit, you're hitting 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 people to the left of you if you're right-handed. So that makes these Glock switches very dangerous. But you know what? There's already laws in place against making weapons fully automatic. There's federal laws that are in place to do that. How about we just, I don't know, here's a crazy idea. How about we actually enforce the laws that are currently on the books instead of trying to do away with an entire weapon system?
Yeah, taking legally owned firearms away from law-abiding citizens is not going to make law breakers stop breaking the law.
No, and let's make an example out of some of these scumbags, because the reality is the people who are using these Glock switches are not responsible gun owners like you and me. They're scumbags out in the street. They're gang members. They're dirtbags who have no respect whatsoever for human life. Let's make an example out of them. Let's lock them up, throw away the key.
I agree completely.
Easy fix, man. We'll be talking a bit more about that. We'll have Don Spencer on with OK2A coming up at 7:45. So make sure you check in on that one. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Got me all fired up here, Kevin, on this 2A Tuesday. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Getting back to the original discussion over the multi-purpose stadium in downtown Oklahoma City, $121 million. I think it's a good idea. Kevin wasn't real crazy about it. It's not his cup of tea. Hey, I'm cool with that, man. I'm not much into soccer. I'm not a big soccer ball kind of guy, but I can see how the interest in soccer is certainly gaining nationwide and locally. You see a lot of schools that are now teaching soccer to kids, and it's just, if it's something that we can capitalize on now, I think that'd be awesome. The venue is expected to become the home of the new men's and women's professional soccer teams here in Oklahoma City. It'd be great to have another professional team here besides the Thunder. Backers believe that soccer can become a major attraction and major economic driver for the city. I believe that. As far as an investment goes, the stadium is part of the MAPS 4 initiative funded through a temporary sales tax. So, again, this was meant to be fun money. And some of the MAPS money has been spent on stuff that I don't necessarily agree with, stuff that I believe should be used or should be paid for using regular tax dollars if we need it at all, like homeless shelters and that kind of jazz. MAPS money is supposed to be fun money. It's supposed to be money that's supposed to draw people to Oklahoma City and keep people here in Oklahoma City. And that's why I don't mind that additional sales tax for it if it does that. But there's some question as far as whether taxpayer dollars should be used to help fund sports and entertainment venues. So me, the taxpayer, you, the taxpayer, we're working our butts off 40, 50, 60 hours per week so we can pay our taxes, so that somebody who's very, very wealthy can profit off it that much more. Some people are arguing that the funds could be instead used for housing, roads, public transit, education, homelessness. Again, that's not what MAPS money is for. We've got other tax dollars that are earmarked for that. But that's a common debate surrounding virtually every large public stadium project, whether here in Oklahoma City or elsewhere. My other concern is cost escalation. Earlier reports described the stadium as being roughly $71 million. Now, the broader project is being discussed at $121 million connected to a much larger district development. So what's the final cost going to be? I want to know the final price tag before I fully endorse this thing. We'll stick around. Coming up, we've got another suspected drunk driver and crash leaves two people dead as summer gets off to a deadly start here in Oklahoma roads. A three-year-old nearly drowns in an Oklahoma City apartment complex. A warning from first responders for parents as the pool season heats up. Russ Westbrook is joining city leaders for the groundbreaking of Oklahoma City's new multi-purpose stadium. Is it a smart investment for the future of downtown? We can talk more about that if you'd like to. Plus, Edmond leaders want to spend more money without bringing in more revenue. We'll explain where the extra spending could come from. And later on your 2A Tuesday, the latest debate over Glocks. We already kind of touched on that a little bit. Plus, your dad joke of the day is coming up. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
I'm John Summers. Primary elections take place in six states today for the U.S. House, Senate, and governor races. Accusations of extramarital sexting are impacting the Senate campaign of Maine Democrat Graham Plattner. President Trump says peace talks are still on with Iran. He made the comment in a Truth Social post Monday afternoon following reports Iran was stepping away from talks due to U.S. ceasefire violations. The man who led President Trump's immigration crackdown, former CPB Commander-at-Large Gregory Bovino, took a shot at new DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen yesterday.
I never met the guy. No, he's irrelevant to me. I don't know who he is.
President Trump suggests the Freedom 250 concerts to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday be canceled. Several musical artists backed out of the National Mall's Great American State Fair. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Lately in Oklahoma, we've seen a troubling number of crashes where drivers hit vehicles stopped on the side of the road. Sometimes it is a stranded motorist changing a tire. Sometimes it is a police officer, tow truck driver, or someone helping a family member. And in just a split second, a passing vehicle drifts over and tragedy happens. Most of the time, these crashes are completely preventable. Drivers are distracted, speeding, or simply not paying attention. Remember this. If you see a vehicle stopped on the shoulder, slow down and move over if you can. Give people space. That simple decision can save a life. And if you or someone you love has been hurt in one of these crashes, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An 18-year-old has been arrested in connection with a deadly shooting in Ponca City. Police say Xavion Gates is accused in the death of 42-year-old Demetrius Miller. Officers responded early Friday morning and found Miller with a gunshot wound when arriving. Gates was then located and arrested later that morning, and the case remains under investigation. Police are searching for two suspects accused of attacking a Pizza Hut worker in Oklahoma City. Authorities say Cortez Davis and Jessica Ellis are wanted after a dispute over a wrong order turned violent. Investigators claim Ellis confronted the worker, then Davis allegedly forced his way in and assaulted the employee. The victim was punched, kicked, and severely injured. Police say Ellis later admitted parts of the incident, and both suspects remain at large. A new state law will allow young adults to stay in foster care longer. The measure extends services from age 18 to 21 to help with transition to adulthood. Officials say participants can receive housing support in addition to health care and job assistance. Lawmakers say the change is meant to reduce risks like homelessness, with the new law taking effect July 1st. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West. Ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Guns, guns, guns! Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, June 6th and 7th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKC Gunshow.com.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be warm with a mix of clouds and sunshine leading to an afternoon thunderstorm with a high of 91. Tonight it will become cloudy and humid with occasional rain and a thunderstorm developing late and a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a thunderstorm in some parts of the area during the afternoon and a high of 87. Thursday is expected to be mostly cloudy with the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm and a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brelbeck on Freedom 96.9. 7:36 in the morning. It is 71 degrees outside under cloudy skies. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, sure is a good thing McDonald's never made a burger made out of a T-bone.
Why's that?
It would be a huge McSteak. McSteak. It'd be a McSteak.
It'd be a large McSteak.
To do that. Extra large McSteak.
I see.
Hey, we're talking a bit about the $121 million multi-use stadium that they're looking at putting into downtown Oklahoma City. They broke ground on it yesterday along with Russell Westbrook and several city leaders. Ron from Newcastle is on the line. He wants to talk a bit about the stadium. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Aaron. You know, this stadium is in business what you call a loss leader. The idea is to take a short-term loss so that you get a long-term gain.
Yeah.
You know, it draws people in, and it's going to hurt at first, and then you're going to have, more people moving into the area over time, and you're going to get the tax revenue from that long-term.
Sure. And I don't think anybody's going to move to Oklahoma City specifically because we have a stadium here. It's just that's just not the reality of it. But it's going to provide some jobs. They're not going to be high paying jobs. It's going to be providing some jobs to some people. But it's going to be something that's going to bring tourism to the area, especially if we've got a national grade team here. I think that'd be awesome. Again, I doubt anybody's going to move here, though. Just because, hey, they got a stadium, let's move to Oklahoma City. I can't see that happening. But once people do move here and as businesses are looking to move to Oklahoma City, they're going to be looking at the big picture. So what does Oklahoma City have to offer? Well, they have low-cost housing. They have low taxes. They're working on their educational system. They've got the Thunder, and they've got this professional soccer team. So it's going to be part of a long list of things that we can offer to businesses. But I don't think anybody's going to move here exclusively for it.
Except for the players.
You're right. And I don't even know, what do professional soccer players make in terms of money? Are they? I'm sure they don't make as much as our pro basketball players are going to be making.
Well, they don't. The ones in the MLS don't make nearly as much as the ones in the international leagues. But the ones in the international leagues, put our NFL players to shame.
Really?
Financially. Yeah. I mean, you look at Messi coming to the U.S., David Beckham, they came to the U.S. because of money, and if you could, get one of those great guys that's from the European leagues or something like that to come and play for your team, you're talking about serious bucks.
Yeah, and I'd really like to see this happen. Again, I spend a lot of time downtown and in Bricktown, and to me, it just kind of seems like a patchwork of cool because you've got Bricktown, you've got downtown area, and then over by Scissortail Park, that area in between, there's really nothing there. It's just kind of a field where a lot of homeless camps are set up. And it kind of seems like a patchwork of really cool stuff. And it'd be nice to have something that could just kind of bring it all together. And I think that's what the plan is. So it's not just build the stadium there, but also build surrounding businesses around that stadium that can benefit from it. Because right now there's some pretty good restaurants downtown and in the Bricktown area. I'd like to see some more diversity in terms of restaurants down there, too.
Yeah, well, I lived in Dallas for 30 years. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Mavericks used to play at the old Reunion Arena and everything, and they built the American Airlines Center for the Dallas Mavericks when Mark Cuban bought them. And they have completely regentrified that area. That area looks completely different than it did 30 years ago. I mean, there's businesses, there's apartment complexes. It's just, it is the place to be. Major hotels, all kinds of stuff. It's the place to be in downtown Dallas.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. Ron, thanks a lot for calling in, brother. I appreciate you, man. Call in anytime. If you want to be part of the show this morning, 405-608-4377 is the way to get on, 405-608-4377. We're going to be talking a bit about those Glock switches in just a little bit with your 2A Tuesday. But first, let's jump into some really quick news headlines for the day. Oklahoma City police say a suspected street racing crash in northwest Oklahoma City has left a child and grandmother dead, with one driver now facing a murder complaint. Investigators say two vehicles were speeding on Northwest 122nd in Rockwell when one slammed into a victim's car. A child died at the scene, while the grandmother later died at the hospital. Police believe one of the drivers was intoxicated at the time of the crash. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing and additional charges are possible as they continue looking into this deadly collision. Two people are dead after a head-on crash involving a semi-truck on Highway 33 just west of Kingfisher. Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the collision happened on Monday afternoon and killed both people inside a passenger vehicle. The semi-driver was not seriously hurt. Troopers are still investigating what caused the crash and have not yet released the victims' identities. Highway 33 remained closed for several hours while crews worked the scene and cleared debris from the roadway. Several people, including children, were hospitalized after a multi-vehicle crash in northwest Oklahoma City. Emergency crews responded quickly and transported multiple victims to area hospitals. Authorities say injuries ranged from minor to serious, but no deaths have been reported. Investigators are still working to determine just what caused the crash and whether any charges could be filed. The collision was caused major traffic delays as crews gathered evidence and reopened the roadway. A three-year-old child is recovering this morning after being rescued from a swimming pool at an Oklahoma City apartment complex. Emergency crews responded to reports of a near drowning and found the child unconscious. First responders immediately performed life-saving measures before the child was taken to a local hospital. Officials say the child is expected to survive. The incident is serving as another reminder for parents and caregivers to closely supervise children around pools and other bodies of water as the summer months heat up. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect after a shooting in northwest Oklahoma City left one person injured. Officers arrived late Monday night and found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to a hospital and is expected to recover. Investigators say the suspect fled before police arrived and no arrests have been made. Detectives continue interviewing witnesses and collecting evidence as they work to determine just what led to the shooting. A Del City Pizza Hut employee is recovering after police say a customer attacked a worker over a mistaken order. Investigators say the situation escalated inside the restaurant before the suspect allegedly assaulted the employee, then left the scene. The worker suffered injuries but is expected to recover. Police are working to identify the suspect and they say the charges could be filed. The incident is raising concerns about about violence against customer service employees. Well, former Oklahoma City Thunder star Russell Westbrook joined city leaders on Tuesday to break ground on a new $121 million multi-purpose stadium in downtown Oklahoma City.
Today is not just for me, but I think it's for our future generation, our kids, our families, to have a place where they can come watch games, get inspired.
The MAPS 4 project is expected to become the future home of professional soccer while also hosting concerts, sporting events, and community gatherings. The stadium is planned as the centerpiece of a larger entertainment district, with Westbrook serving as a development partner and creative director. Mayor David Holt says the project will create economic growth and help to attract more visitors to the city.
The stadium is not just a stadium. It is the catalyst for a much-needed development on this large parcel of land adjacent to downtown and Bricktown.
Construction on the stadium is expected to be completed in 2028. Well, as summer break begins, Oklahoma families can once again access free meals for children across the state through the Summer Food Service Program. Kids and teens 18 years and younger can receive meals at participating schools, community centers, food banks, and other locations at no cost. Many sites do not require registration, and meals are available regardless of household income. Officials say the program helps to ensure that children continue receiving healthy meals while school cafeterias are closed for summer vacation. Edmond City Council preparing for a larger budget for the upcoming fiscal year. City leaders are considering spending a plan that totals nearly $485 million, an increase from the current budget. Officials say the proposal reflects Edmond's continued growth while planning for economic uncertainty. The budget includes funding for public safety, infrastructure projects, utilities, and other city services. If approved, the new budget would take effect on July 1st. The Piedmont Planning Commission is delaying decisions on several proposed data center projects while officials take a closer look at long-term impacts. The commissioners voted to table the proposals and begin a deeper study into concerns involving infrastructure demands, water usage, electricity needs, and future community growth. Residents packed recent meetings to voice both support and concern over the projects. City leaders say the delay will allow planners more time to evaluate how data centers could affect Piedmont before any approvals move forward. Well, could one of America's most popular handguns soon be the center of a major Supreme Court fight? Some states are moving to restrict or ban Glock-style pistols, while gun rights groups are arguing that the laws violate the Second Amendment. Today on your 2A Tuesday, we're going to talk about the nation's highest court could decide whether states can draw the line on firearms. Stick around. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Tuesday morning. Yukon to downtown, 22 minutes. Norman to downtown, 27 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 24 minutes. Got some construction issues. May and Northwest Expressway, bridge work continues there. Expect ramp closures today. Also, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
We're here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, garages take a beating from cars, tools, and spills. How does ICS help?
We transform garages with our Pentek coatings. They're oil, chemical, and scratch resistant, so your floor stays pristine. Plus, you can customize with solid colors or chip finishes to match your style.
So it's tough and good looking. How does that transformation take?
Just one day. Our fast curing Pentek coatings mean you can park your car or use your garage the very next morning. No mess, no hassle.
So it's perfect for busy homeowners. Any tips for our listeners out there thinking about upgrading?
Yeah, just call us for a free estimate. We'll walk you through the options and make your garage a new showpiece.
Elevate your garage with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com to book your free estimate now.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting, and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms, and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Lisa Murkowski, I support his initiative. I don't think things should be shoved down our throat, okay? Same thing with Senator Johnson. He doesn't like to be rushed. Guys, you have to be rushed. All this stuff is overdue. You had already passed it out of committee in January. Even though Democrats are to blame, but there is a timeline on it. And June 1st is a good time to do it.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. The phone number to dial if you want to be part of the show today, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Well, several states are moving to restrict certain Glock pistols and similar handguns that critics say can be illegally converted into fully automatic weapons using so-called Glock switches. California, Maryland, and Connecticut have all approved or proposed laws targeting the firearms, while supporters argue that the measures are needed to fight rising gun violence. Gun rights groups say that the restrictions violate the Second Amendment because Glock pistols are among the most commonly owned handguns in America. Lawsuits are already underway. Legal experts say the fight could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court, potentially settling a nationwide rules as far as gun bans are concerned. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association joins us today on this 2A Tuesday. Don, I'm going to take out my crystal ball, and I'm going to assume that you're not in favor of these bans.
Well, you can probably safely say that, Aaron. I will give you credit for that.
It's like I'm psychic or psycho or something.
But here's the deal, and today's going to be a history lesson you're probably not going to believe.
Hit me.
But Oklahoma has already set up that where the ownership and possession of a handgun, any handgun, is illegal. It's still on the books today from a 1929 criminal court appeals ruling that the state legislature can outlaw the ownership and possession of a pistol, and it's still on the books today.
Really?
So Oklahoma is way ahead of Maryland and California and all these other states. And this is why OK2A has worked to change the state constitution, because if you don't mind, the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms in defense of home, person, or property, or in aid of the civil power, whether unto legally summoned, shall never be prohibited. But nothing herein contained shall prevent the legislator from regulating the care of weapons. So the very first law in 1908 was you shall not carry a pistol, rifle, or shotgun on or about your person. That's the first law Oklahoma made.
I didn't know that.
So when it came to 1926 and a guy is out in his own front yard in his own property, the sheriff arrested him for the open carry of a pistol. He's convicted of it. It goes to the state criminal court of appeals, where the court of appeals just said, like I just said, they can outlaw the ownership and possession of a pistol. They upheld the decision. So Oklahoma is worse than California if they only want to get rid of Glocks, because Oklahoma is set up to get rid of all pistols.
Okay, that does it. I'm moving. I'm loading up the U-Haul this afternoon. I'm out of here.
And that's why OK2A is so important. You wouldn't know this. It needs to be fixed, and the only one stopping us is the swamp in the Oklahoma State Legislature. The Republicans have stopped this. We've worked on it since 2013. So the switch issue really doesn't matter, because they're willing to get rid of the whole guns, period.
But again, it's confusing because the first bill signed into law by Governor Stitt was constitutional carry.
And again, through the legislature, it's not protected under the state constitution. So the next governor could come in and rip that back out of you if the legislature puts the legislation on his desk to do so.
So you're pushing for a constitutional amendment.
We literally do not have a Second Amendment right in the state of Oklahoma. We literally do not have it.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Had no
idea.
Aren't
you glad you showed up today, Aaron?
No, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit, man. So what is it going to take to fix this? Is it going to be a constitutional amendment or a constitutional convention?
It has to be a constitutional amendment, and we have introduced it every year since 2013, and the Republicans have killed it every time.
Why? What is their argument?
The argument is higher education comes in and says, oh, no, they'll be carrying guns on college campuses, which I hate to tell you this, they are now. You just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And the second part is the state chamber of commerce and things like that. They don't want the people being able to carry the Thunder game, which would probably never happen because it's under a very scrutinized security event. So that would never happen. But that's some of the issues that we faced on it. Plus, you've just got Republicans that are Democrats with just a R beside their name.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about these Glock switches, because we're running a little bit short on time. So Glock switches are basically little pieces of plastic that people can make using 3D printers, and they slide right into the slide of your Glock pistol, and they can make them essentially into fully automatic weapons. Extremely dangerous, very, very stupid. The only thing they do successfully is to blow through a whole lot of ammunition very, very quickly. Anybody who's ever tried to shoot a fully automatic pistol knows that it's impossible to control it. It's like trying to hold a fire hose. Because of the recoil of the weapon, the weapon will go upward. Or if you shoot ghetto style, holding it sideways, it's going to shoot sideways. If you're right-handed, it's going to move to the left. If you're left-handed, it's going to move to the right. The problem with that is that you're not going to be hitting your target. You're going to be hitting every person standing next to your target. So these things are very dangerous and remarkably stupid. That said, is it a good idea to ban an entire brand of weapons, the most popular brand of weapons in the entire country, based on a piece of plastic?
The answer is no, and actually, and I will say it would be illegal to even ban that piece of plastic that someone prints on a 3D printer. Just because I might not be able to control a weapon physically does not mean someone else can. So you don't take a right away just because I might not be able to do it, but someone else can.
But it is illegal. It is illegal to modify a weapon, though, to make it fully automatic.
And that's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to fall back to, because the more I've looked at this and the more I've been involved, and just like I described, it's crazy that machine guns were ever banned to begin with. And if they were never banned, the desire for people to have them, I think, would be so much lower, because what happens when you say you can't have this?
Yeah.
What do people do?
Look at the
what
bump
do they
stocks.
Gravitate to?
Bump stocks are a prime example.
Exactly.
As soon
right.
as they talked about banning the bump stocks after they were used in that mass shooting in Las Vegas,
right.
everybody and their cousin went out and bought one. And the first thing they learned, these things are really stupid.
They're stupid. It's a gimmick. And so you put one on, you go, I don't like that, and you take it off.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I also know people that kept them on there because for a forced entry into their home, they want to spread as much lead as they can, as fast as they can, and it is fully functional for that.
Yep.
So it's their call. It's the individual's call on what is best for the individual. It is not for government to intervene or restrict in any way the Second Amendment rights of any attachment to a firearm.
So what's your prediction? Is this going to go all the way to the Supreme Court? And if so, what is the Supreme Court going
to rule? I hope it does, so it's settled once and for all. But these states, obviously, it's not settled once and for all. They're still going to find something. But it does make the noose just a little tighter each time that they do this. And then once we get a DOD that keeps its backbone, which, by the way, I think we have it now, we'll go in and start prosecuting these states in certain ways or cutting their funding in certain ways that are restricting Second Amendment rights, which is what should have already been happening.
If I want to support OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association, what do I do to do that?
You go to OK2A.org, and you can join for as little as $25. And, folks, we are working to defend your rights. We're working to make sure you know who to vote for and who not to vote for. That's also listed at OK2A.org. And with the election coming up, I would find that would be very important.
I agree. Don Spencer joining us on this 2A Tuesday. Thanks so much, Don, for checking in with us. I appreciate your insight. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up later on, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock. You've got Eric Erickson checking in at 11 o'clock. Dana Lash at 2 o'clock. Then Lee Matthews with a drive coming up at 4 o'clock. Again, you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. You have yourself a great day.